USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump gets out his veto pen for the first time in his presidency Friday. The president is vetoing the congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration. As far as overriding that veto, it does not look like there's enough votes in the Senate and House to do that. Facebook and YouTube have removed the video of a terrorist walking into a mosque and opening fire. Facebook officials say police alerted them to the video on their platform shortly after the live stream started, and they quickly removed it. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on this terrorist attack.
We share common values, and the one that we place the currency on right now is our compassion and the support for the community of those directly affected by this tragedy.
At least 49 people have died in the terrorist attack, and Florida International University is honoring the victims of the tragic bridge collapse that happened 1 year ago today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
It's a good time to be looking for a job. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
U.S. employers posted nearly 7.6 million open jobs in January. That's near a record high set in November. And it's evidence businesses are still very hungry for workers, despite signs that the economy has slowed a bit. The Labor Department reporting on Friday that hiring also rose and that the number of people quitting their jobs did pick up. Quits are a sign of a healthy economy, because people typically leave a job for another, usually higher-paying job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The powerful storm that buried Colorado in snow is now blasting the central United States. Over 100 million Americans are under winter storm watches, warnings, or advisories. Towns in the Midwest are also having to deal with flooding as some of that snow is melting with the warmer temperatures, and tornado watches are out in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Alan Gottlieb is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He explains what this means for Remington.
Well, what the court said was is that one of the claims could stand, all the others can't, and so now it goes back to trial. But, of course, my guess is Remington will appeal this to probably the United States Supreme Court from the state court in Connecticut and have it overthrown.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safe for you, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet.
Yeah.
We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight, especially some folks. If your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But there's an important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.